Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I create actionable content that you can try before you hit the sack tonight. I hope as you're listening to this, you're doing well and that you're doing the things you need to take care of yourself. Thank you so much for being you and for listening to this podcast. I love doing this and I love doing this for you. I love looking at the downloads. Thank you to those of you who've been leaving iTunes reviews and ratings and subscribing. If you haven't done so already, I encourage you to leave a rating or a review in iTunes, which will help build my audience. And I say all this, but I just want to say thank you. And if it hasn't become obvious, it's going to become more obvious now in this episode. I do this for you. I do this for me. I love how I grow and I am maturing and I am developing through creating the content, through interacting with the content, through listening to the content, through doing the content. And some things are not so easy to measure or observe. For example, if I'm starting to shift my core beliefs, and in that episode on core beliefs, I talked about how growing up, I really programmed, I am on my own. No one else is there to help me as a core belief. And it's hard to kind of measure and see how I'm improving in that area, where I'm improving in that area. It's not that it's impossible, but it's not as cut and dry as I deleted an app and I don't think I'm going to be going back to it, which is something I'm going to talk about in this episode. Anyways, let's get to that. This episode is the first one for this month. By the way, yes, if you're listening as I publish this, happy August. The worksheet for today is the time management worksheet. You can find it by going to affirmationpod.com/time management. Or if you're in the US, text time management to 44222. Again, that's affirmationpod.com/time management or texting time management to 44222. So what I've done in the worksheet is designed it so we identify three time wasters in our life, the biggest time wasters, three things we can do instead of the time wasting activity, and what will help us to stick with the alternative to the time wasting activity. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off and your helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. Now, for me, number one, and this was very easy for me to identify, is time we start celebrity gossip websites. Yes, I get sucked into those too. When I approached this worksheet, I knew immediately that would be the number one thing for me. And realistically, I don't spend a ton of time on them, maybe 5, at the most 10 minutes in a day. And you might think, well, that's not a lot. But what I need to say here is, for me, time wasters are not just about time wasters. It's about what happens from the time I spend with them. So if it's mental energy that I could reserve for something else, if it's mental energy that could go to something else, how does it benefit me in my life? Is it inspiring? Is it encouraging? Is it helping me with my health goals and healthy living? Those are really strong criteria into how I spend my time. And I thought about it, I thought, okay, I don't want to fully give up celebrity gossip websites because, and I'll tell you this, and I looked up the year this happened, which was February 2012. At that time, I was house sitting for a cousin of mine and he was away for 3 months doing his rotation. And I decided to host a dinner party for a bunch of friends, a bunch of couples. And I remember it was on a Sunday that I was hosting this dinner. Now, this cousin, at his place, he had a very big TV, but he didn't have any cable or anything connected to it that would give me TV. He used the TV just for like watching movies and playing video games. So I hadn't really been keeping up with like news and stuff like that. And I had a BlackBerry phone at the time and I just used it for email and texting and stuff like that, especially for work. So it was this very distinctive moment when I had these friends over for a Valentine's dinner, you know, catching up and we're talking. And then one of my friends goes, can we turn on the TV and watch the Grammy Awards? And I was like, oh, no, we don't have TV. And they're like, oh. And my friend was like, that's too bad. I want to see the Whitney Houston tribute. And I went, oh. And then somebody said, yeah, that's too bad. She passed away. And I went, what? And I had no clue. And one of my friends, he actually looked at me and he said, have you been living under a rock? And I kind of realized, I guess, yeah. And so that's 2012. Since then, I think I've been a little bit more into celebrity gossip because I feel like, you know, even though the celebrity world isn't my life, it is a part of our pop culture and it is relevant to our day. And whether we like to admit it or not, it's representative of the zeitgeist, right? The spirit of our times. So under number one for my biggest time wasters, I put celebrity gossip. For what I can do instead is check my to-do list. And I'm constantly updating my to-do list. And that's what I want to do during that time that I'm going to save. But I need to say that under here's what will help me, I put limit to one site a day. So I still want to go to one website a day, but it won't be two or three or four, which is what I've been doing. All right, so that's my number one for time management. Number two under my biggest time wasters is time suck, otherwise known as Facebook. And in particular, Facebook groups. I am in quite a few. It's probably a dozen Facebook groups. And I especially love and like, because I love podcasting and I want to keep improving my skills and knowing what's out there. Like, for example, Google Play just announced that they will be listing podcasts under the directory. Well, I wouldn't know that unless I connect with the people who are podcasting, or at least that's what I think. I thought about it some more and I thought about how I have friends who podcast, who we keep each other updated. And I'm on a few email lists of podcast leaders who are very good at updating their audience about changes in the podcasting world. So I really don't need the Facebook groups. Like, I enjoy spending time in there, but it takes up a lot of time. And I put under what I can do instead is I can work on Affirmation Pod. So production versus consumption, right? I can have more time to produce content than absorb it. For what I put under here's what will help me is here's what I wrote. Delete the Facebook Groups app. So I have my Facebook app, but there is a Facebook Groups app, and that's what I've been using is the Groups app. Delete that for 1 week as an experiment. Well, I'll tell you, I'm on day six of the day seven experiment, and I've already decided I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to put that app back on my phone. I can still access the groups from my Facebook app, but I really, to be honest, haven't missed the groups. I can still go there if I want to, and I haven't actually, except the Affirmation Pod one, yes. And you can go to affirmationpod.com/Facebook if you want to join it. But as for like the podcasting ones and things like that, I haven't gone back. And they're there and I know they're there if I want to go and ask a question. But I really don't need to go there as a source of information because, like I say, I'm on those email lists. And You know, it really comes down to this FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. I guess I don't have that anymore. So I really want to, like I said at the beginning of this episode, thank you, because I don't think I would have done this without this episode. I really don't think at all I would have addressed this in my life, because I wouldn't really have taken the time to reflect and think about it. So thank you. You've saved me a lot of time and a lot of, again, the mental energy. I don't need to be reading all those things and perusing all these posts in these groups. So it's saving me mental energy, and it's helping me reach my personal goals and my optimal health, which I'm going to go into a little bit more with the last answer I have for the worksheet.
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, oh, they must think I'm so, and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to, because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy, and with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to, reschedule your appointments. You get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
So my number 3 for my biggest time wasters is podcasts. I love podcasts. I do. But something I've noticed is it gets overwhelming, and you don't know what necessarily is going to be said in the podcast. And sometimes that takes up mental energy depending what is said, and depending on what the content is, it might benefit my life. It may not benefit my life. And it may not be impacting my overall optimal health. So what are my solutions? What can I do instead? I have 2 answers here for this one. One, and this is something I've been doing, instead of listening to podcasts in the bathroom when I get ready in the morning, I've been doing this for a while. I'm going to say 2 months, maybe even 3 months, is I listen to an audiobook. And maybe you're thinking, that's pretty much the same as a podcast. Well, one thing is I have the audiobooks, a bunch of audiobooks on my iPod Classic. So there's something, and it goes back to the mental energy thing here. Just knowing that there's a finite
limit to what is available in the iPod Classic versus an iPhone, which has this like abyss that you just cannot ever reach the end of. And there's podcasts upon podcasts upon podcasts upon podcasts. That's one reason why I don't have my phone with me when I get ready in the morning. It's elsewhere. It's just mentally, it feels cleaner. I'm not inviting all this who knows what in with me as I get ready. And the other thing is, and I remember hearing this when blogs were really popular, somebody saying that, you know, blogs are great and they're just going to grow and get better and bigger and there's going to be more bloggers out there. But there is something different about a book, because a book goes through revisions, it goes through editors. What is said is quite filtered, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. There's a lot more put in the preparation of a book than there is a blog post. And I'm going to apply that to the podcasting sphere, where audiobooks, well, they're much longer. They go into much more depth of the topic of the book than there is a podcast. And this is not to knock podcasts, but when I listen to the audiobook as I get ready, whatever book it may be, I'm listening to a Brené Brown book right now, Daring Greatly. It's more settled. It goes deeper. And since I've done this, I've really grown to look forward to my time listening to my audiobooks, because that's my audiobook time. That's the only time I listen to audiobooks, and it's been great. And I've made a list of the audiobooks that I've listened to this year in case you want to check them out. You can find them in the show notes of this episode. I've also put like a couple sentences, just my impressions, what I thought of the books. Okay, let me keep going. So that's something I have been doing instead of listening to podcasts. The other thing is I want to really think about when I'm listening to podcasts. So if I'm driving, if I'm cooking, if I'm scrapbooking, those are great times for me to listen to podcasts. But there's other times I listen to podcasts that, you know, I don't really have to and I don't really need to. And I'm going to have an episode this month on attention management. I've just really been reflecting the topic from last month and thinking, and when I'm reading something or writing an email or just when I'm doing things that need more attention, I don't want to have podcasts on in the background. And I do that a lot. And I don't need to have every spare moment maximized by listening to a podcast. There's one podcast I listen to where this podcaster says he, who has a home office downstairs, listens to podcasts as he walks up the stairs to the cafeteria, otherwise known as his kitchen, to prepare his lunch. And I don't know, I'm at a point where it's like, okay, I can just walk. For me, it's downstairs. My home office is upstairs. The kitchen's downstairs. I don't need to grab my phone and play that extra, what, few minutes of that episode that I was into before I pushed pause on my way to the kitchen to make some lunch. And something I can do instead, maybe not while I'm walking down the stairs, and I've been doing this in the last couple of days, so this is an early thing, is stretch my neck. And we all know I love stretching, right? We heard about my elevator stretching habit in an earlier episode. I mean, you may have heard of text neck. Like, we're all susceptible to that now because of our natural inclination to look at our phones or tablets or whatever it might be. For me, less podcasts, more stretching of my neck is going to offset whatever damage I'm doing to my neck by looking down so much. Okay, so last thing, number three for here's what will help me is I can, and it's not that I'm going to stop listening to podcasts, but I'm going to very intentionally curate what I want to listen to. So what I've been doing is screening titles and deleting. And this I've been doing for a while, a few months, but here's what I've started doing, which is, again, thank you. This episode is helping me so much. Is once I start listening to a podcast, if it's just not doing it for me, I delete. And I don't know, something in me before was like, oh, it's almost like I'm walking away from a conversation midway. I feel rude. But if the title caught me and I thought, hey, this sounds great, it sounds like something I'm into. For example, maybe on building online courses, because that's what I'm really wanting to learn more and more about. Well, if it's kind of like, yeah, the person saying it, it's not really connecting for me, or just I already know this stuff, it's too basic for me now, or it's way too advanced, it's way over my head, I just delete. And so those are my answers. Yours may be completely different, but this is a really cool activity and I encourage you to try it. Again, affirmationpod.com/time management.
If you're in the US, text time management to 44222 and go through it yourself. We all have that budget of 24 hours a day. What are we doing with it? And how are we wasting it? And how can we maximize it? And you probably noticed each of my biggest time wasters, I haven't eliminated them from my life. I've just reduced it significantly so that it fits with my goals and it benefits me and it doesn't waste mental energy that I don't want to put into time wasters. If you're looking to make a change in your life and you've struggled with it, you haven't found that groove, found that formula, found that system that really makes the change stick, then I invite you to check out my online mini course called The Change Framework, which looks at how you can work with your brain, the different parts of your brain, to activate change in your life. I've had great feedback from students who've taken the course so far. They mention how practical it is, how simple it is, and yes, people are also commenting on the emojis. I've used emojis to get the point across in the mini course. If you want to enroll, you can use the promo code TIME to get $30 off. To access the course, the link is affirmationpod.com/change. And again, use the promo code TIME to get $30 off. affirmationpod.com/change. I hope to see you there. That, my friend, is today's episode. Thank you so much. There are so many podcasts out there. Thank you for listening to mine. Thank you for connecting in today. Thank you for pushing play. Please join me for the rest of the month as we talk about time management. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.